From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The Senate has rejected a budget plan passed earlier by House Republicans. NPR's David Wellner reports some GOP senators were among those voting against the spending plan.
Five Senate Republicans joined every Senate Democrat in voting against the budget drawn up by House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan. The other four budgets offered by the GOP were also rejected on a bipartisan basis. Kent Conrad is the Democratic chairman of the Budget Committee.
Every Republican budget cuts taxes for millionaires by at least $150,000 a year. And every Republican budget protects offshore tax havens.
Conrad said no budget was needed because last summer's Budget Control Act has already set spending levels for next year. David Wellner, NPR News, The Capitol.
High winds have nearly tripled the size of a wildfire in Arizona's Prescott National Forest. That blaze has consumed at least 5,400 acres. Officials from Syria were a no-show at a UN meeting to examine allegations of torture against the regime of Bashar al-Assad. Lisa Schlein reports the Syrian mission in Geneva isn't commenting on the boycott.
Syria's chair was empty, but the hearing went ahead anyway. The chairman of the UN committee read out a long list of accusations of alleged abuse. They include the rape of boys, the use of snipers, forced oral sex, and summary executions. A U.S. expert said it was rare to hear so much evidence of the scope and detail of the routine usage of such practices in prisons. The Syrian government has dismissed previous UN accusations of widespread human rights abuses against protesters. Syria was supposed to respond to the committee's accusations on Friday. This session has been canceled. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Suicide bombers armed with automatic weapons and rocket-propelled grenades attacked a government compound in western Afghanistan today. Officials say at least seven people were killed. The target was the governor's complex in the Farah province. Afghan officials say most of those killed were Afghan police officers. Preparations continue for next week's NATO summit in Chicago. President Obama and NATO leaders will be trying to line up financial commitments to help fund an Afghan army to defend that country. That's after 130,000 international troops, including those from the U.S., leave Afghanistan. So far, nearly two dozen countries have agreed to help pay for the Afghan army. More are expected to announce their support at the summit. The U.S. Army is launching an independent review of how it evaluates soldiers who may have post-traumatic stress disorder. This follows recent complaints. This is NPR News from Washington. It may be cheaper to eat healthier food than so-called junk food. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports the Agriculture Department says it depends on how you measure the price.
It's portion size versus calories in the debate over whether it costs more to buy healthy food instead of junk food, that is, meats or foods high in saturated fat, added sugars, or salt. The government says previous research got it all wrong, that portion size, not calories, is key. So buying bananas, carrots, or pinto beans, for example, will be less per portion than French fries, soft drinks, or hamburger. Researchers at the University of Washington stand by a study of their own, which shows that processed snacks and higher-calorie pastries are more of a bargain. The Ag Department says eating a chocolate glazed donut, though, with 240 calories, might not stave off hunger, but a banana with 105 calories just might. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
Closing arguments are expected today in John Edwards' criminal trial. Edwards is facing six counts in connection with alleged violations of campaign finance laws. The former North Carolina Democratic senator is accused of using money from wealthy donors to try to hide his pregnant mistress during his 2008 run for the White House. The jury in Greensboro is expected to get the case tomorrow. Edwards faces up to 30 years in prison if found guilty. Stocks in Asia rebounded today after Greece set a date for a new round of elections. Political turmoil in Greece has been weighing on the markets for much of the week. Japan's Nikkei index closed higher, as did Hong Kong's Hang Seng, as well as shares in China, Taiwan, and Singapore. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.